Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast. Sunday morning inspiration call. Happy Sunday. We are here, as always, learn to truly consider it an honor and a privilege, because for so long it was taken for granted. And in doing that, just continuing to grow and continuing to learn how to not only embrace this gift, but all the other things that God has gifted to us. So with that being said, we've been talking about I Rest My Case, and we had, just have to put that out there, we had an amazing, absolutely amazing call on Wednesday for Bible study. One of the things I would say that was so interesting, because it just stood out as a sore thumb to me, but in a good way, in a very good way, we just learned how this life that we live is a trial. Never viewed it that way. Just a lot of times we'll refer to it as a journey and our walk with Christ, you know, things of that nature. But we learned how, even during this life that we live, it being a trial, we learned how Satan loves to bring up our past. And that led me to the scripture from 1 Peter 2:9, where it states, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So, again, we have to remember that Jesus is our advocate. That's what we've been talking about. And, you know, as much as he is our advocate, we have to remind Satan of that when he wants to bring up our past, bring up the things that we have done, when he tells us that we are not worthy, we're not good enough, that, you know, just whatever we've done is just so unforgivable, so not worthy of God's grace and mercy. We have to remember that that is not true. He is the father of lies, and this is what he seeks to do. He seeks to destroy us. Remember, we talked about him planting those seeds of disbelief, you know, getting us to a place to where we do not believe in the promises of God. We negate the things that we may already know. We overlook them, and we begin to question God. God, where are you? What are, you know, you doing in my life? And more importantly, the thing that we tend to ask God about is why. You know, we question God in the ways that are not pleasing to him, in the ways that do not glorify him and are not reflective of who we are called to be as Christians. So just a few things as we, you know, talk about, again, such an amazing topic, so powerful, and it's I Rest My Case. And I just want to remind everyone, when we talk about Jesus being our advocate, you know, this is something else that I learned. And just to remind everyone that, you know, the Apostle Paul said that we are all guilty. However, there's a court of heaven that provides an advocate who, at God's expense, offers to defend and care for our soul. So on behalf of his Father, Jesus comes to us offering a freedom. And it's a freedom that's far greater than anything that we could ever understand, that we could ever even begin to fathom. Because remember, it started on Calvary. And it tells us that it's a freedom of heart and mind. So whether we're suffering for wrongs that were done by us or to us, we are all represented by Jesus, and he can turn a place of lost hope, fear, or regret into a place of his presence. And again, we're going to encounter things on a daily basis. So things that have come up against us on today, on tomorrow, the day after, and if not today, if not tomorrow, we are eventually going to encounter things. So we can all think back to times past when we've gone through things, when there were times when, you know, we questioned God, God, where are you? Again, exactly what Satan wants us to do. And the fact being that, you know, we have to remember, it's it's a lot deeper than what we can see on the surface. So just a few things wanted to bring up, and or actually before we get started, we're going to go forward in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before you at this hour on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to get rest on last night, dear God. And even through that, dear Father, we thank you more so for waking us up on this morning, dear God, allowing us to see a brand new day of life. We thank you, dear Father, for just continuing to show us the way that we ought to live, dear God, for gifting us this platform so that we can come together in fellowship. But not only come together, dear Father, we can learn from you, dear God. We can continue to grow in the knowledge of your word, and also so that we can take what we learn, dear God, and go forward and bless someone else, dear God. Help someone else along the way. At this hour, dear God, we ask that you would just remove all distractions, allow us to just really be focused on you, to be focused on the things that you are going to place in front of us, dear God, and just to continue to serve you in spirit and in truth, dear God. At this time, we pray for all those who are sick and shut in, and we just ask that you will just touch all of us in a special way. We thank you for our leader always. We ask that you will strengthen him where he is weak, dear God, and just continue to lead each and every one of us on the path of righteousness as we continue to serve you in spirit and in truth and submit our lives to you. We thank you and we praise you. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So at this time, again, I just want to remind everyone that our topic is I Rest My Case, is what we've been talking about, and just continuing to go forward, reminding ourselves and just, you know, having that discussion of how Jesus is our advocate, how he stands in the gap for us, because we have to remember we were made by him and for him. So why would he not advocate for us? Why would he not, you know, stand up for us, have our backs on a daily basis? We have to remember to be obedient, to submit our lives to him on a daily basis. And this requires wholehearted servitude. So at this time, I want to introduce our leader. Welcome him in, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Carr.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
So I hope that everybody's doing well this morning. And again, we're talking about I Rest My Case. Different topic, but a very powerful topic because of the substance that lies within. Mm-hmm. You know, now when you rest your case, you know, even in a natural court of law, you come to a point to where you've presented all your evidence and you let the jury decide what it's going to be. But in this case here, Mr. DJ says the best, it's a fixed match. You can rest your case because guess who's the judge and guess who's the juror?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we imprison ourselves.
Amen.
We set ourselves higher than God. You know, Satan wanted to exalt himself higher than God. And look at how he won a third of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
He presented his case to them, and he rested his case to them. And they believed him. And they fell with him. Amazing, huh?
It is.
That's amazing that God would allow angels in heaven to believe a fallen, used to be cherub of his, a fallen, close-knit friend in his. It's amazing that God doesn't control our thought patterns. What do you do?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't know what love can be stronger than that when you let somebody decide. I rest my case. Ms. Latonya, it gets strong. It gets deep.
Yes,
because after all the evidence that has been produced against you, still, I rest my case. Here's the thing. When you rest in your case, and I need everybody to catch this and hear this. When you rest in your case in God, do understand, have you ever encountered someone where, you know, you've heard some heinous things about them, some bad things about them.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, love covers a multitude of sin.
Yes,
regardless of what you've heard, you're still their friend. Regardless of what you heard, you still love them. And then you have some things where you didn't hear things about people. You don't even know if it's true. And you believe it. See, it's just mighty, mighty funny that the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to do what?
Love him.
Love him. Owe no man nothing but to love him. Love covers a multitude of sin. See, when you love something, just like when you love your children and you love yourself, you make room for its error. You give it what we call on earth the benefit of the doubt. But what is called in heaven is called extended grace and extended mercy.
Amen.
There they go.
Yes.
And what happens when all the evidence has been presented, and even if it's true or not, you still, because of the love, granted access. They say, oh, well, you know, it's okay. See, what happens is, if that's what we did in the natural here, how do you think it is with God in heaven? After all the evidence that has been produced against you, whether it be true or not, do you understand that love covers a multitude of sin?
Yeah.
Here's the good thing about God. The Bible says that a righteous man falls several times but get up. Now, for God, listen to me, y'all. I rest my case. For God to know that we're going to, you know, in our past we have sinned and, you know, it's a possibility that we may do it again. Because the Bible says that no man, but every man has fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yet he still loves us. Yet he still got on the cross for us. That right there is enough to say, I rest my case, Satan. I'm not continuing to do what you, you know, want me to do and believe and things like that. I'm not doing it. But isn't that so good that we serve a God that allows. Now, he doesn't order sin that we sin, but he allows us to sin. This is, now I'm going to show you how the power with this. I rest my case. I'm going to show you the power. He allows us to sin. Listen what he does. If God, or since God allows us to sin, since God allows you and I to sin, since God allows you and I to sin, he also allows Satan to create evidence.
Mm-hmm. He does.
He allows Satan to create evidence. Well, watch this. He's so strong and powerful and confident because he is the great I am. He's so God. He's so the King of Kings that he allows us to sin. Therefore, he allows Satan to come to him and present evidence. Therefore, so he can show Satan what authority really looks like. I'm going to give you, Satan, that. I'm going to give you evidence, Satan, because I allow sin. I created man. I created the heavens and the earth. If I wanted it to be perfect, I therefore would have also destroyed sin upon it would have never been created. I allowed it to show you how much power I have, because I am the jury and I am the judge. See, when I say love covers a multitude of sin, I rest my case. In other words, if they just believe in me, I'm going to show them that there's no sin that can separate me from you.
Right. Amen.
Boy, it's something. I don't know if y'all hear this. It's something when somebody don't like you, they tell people about you, and yet the person they talked about you, or the few people that they told, or the many people that they told, only a few of them still your friend. Regardless, that's a strong friend.
Yeah.
Now, if that be the case with a friend, how do you think it is with your God?
Okay. Amen.
See, Satan can't convince, oh my God, y'all got this. Listen to me. Satan can't, Lord, y'all got to catch the boy. God is good, huh? This is why Sunday morning is so important. Satan can't convince God. Oh, my goodness. So, therefore, Miss LaTanya, who is the only one that he can convince? I asked a question, Miss LaTanya. I said,
I'm sorry, sir. You said who's the only one that he can convince? Us.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
He can't convince the judge. Mm-hmm. He can't even convince the jury, because God is a judge and a juror. Yes. Therefore, the only one that he can convince is the one who's standing trial. Y'all got to catch that. See, what Satan wants you to do is Satan don't want you to have a defense. Attorney.
No, he doesn't.
Satan wants you to represent yourself.
He does.
Let me say it again. Satan wants you to represent yourself. When you represent yourself, you operate in arrogance. So you rest in your case. You're trying to convince people. You're trying to convince people. And see, what happens is when you try to convince people, you start to live a life that is not faith-based, but that a life that is flesh-based. Well, listen to what I mean by this when I say I rest my case. I'm a good man. Look at what I do for my wife. I provide. I got her a car, a house. I'm just that man. I'm a good man. You're trying to convince people. But see now you're your own defense attorney.
Yeah.
But see, when you're in God, you rest your case on the fear, the pure fact of this. Not everybody going to believe you, God. The ones who need to believe you, they, much like the angels that he created that fell with Lucifer, see, the ones who wanted to believe Jesus going to stay. See, when somebody really love you, it don't matter what's being presented against you. I'm going to say it again. When somebody really love you, it don't matter what, I'm going to say it again. When somebody really love you, it does not matter what has been presented against you. In other words, when somebody really love you, you can rest your case in the mere fact that they love me for who I am, not for who somebody else wants me to be. So, yes, they've heard about me. Yes, some of the stuff may have been true. Yes, all of the stuff has been true. But guess what? The ones who love you are still there with you.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, but when you start to rest your case, when you start to rest your case in the flesh, therefore I got to prove to people that I'm a good person. That's when you start going bankrupt. Not just naturally. I'm talking about spiritually as well. Because you got to prove that you're a good friend of them. So what you do? You get up in the morning and you go way down there across town when they need you. You begin to be their doormat just to prove to them that you are a good friend indeed. You know how people say, well, a real man would do X, Y, and Z? That's because somebody hadn't rested their case in God. See, you're not going to manipulate me to say what a real man is because you're trying to pull out of me what you want. In other words, a real man would do this. A real man would take you out to eat. A real man would, well, you better go and find five other men that's going to give you a free meal. Because, see, we know that, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody better hit it. Somebody might not agree, but it's okay. Because, see, the manipulator never wants to hear the truth. See, the fact of the matter is, stop saying what a real man is and isn't based on your criteria of what you want. If God ain't in it, what makes you a real woman? Let me flip that around. If God ain't in it, what makes you a real man? Stop trying to manipulate her based on the fact of what you want from her. If God ain't in it, and then we fall for the bait only because we have yet to talk to a good attorney. See, the problem is, boy, y'all didn't catch that. Oh, my goodness. See, you can rest your case. See, when you got a good attorney, when you got good insurance, you can rest your case on the fact of, I know who has this court case. In other words, talk to my attorney. You know, like when you get into a car accident, that's why. When you get an attorney, the other insurance company, y'all don't hear me, never want to talk to the one who got an attorney. See, now they get scared. But don't you know, when you get in an accident, even if it's their client's fault, they will try and throw numbers at you, huh, that are not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are so greedy, they'll take the lowest thing right now. But when you get an attorney. Now, see, this is the problem, Ms. Latanya. I rest my case. When some people get an attorney, they look at it this way. Or when they're thinking about getting an attorney, shoot, how much money I got to pay the attorney? That's the problem even in God. You can't even rest your case because we know that we got to pay a price to be in God. And to pay a price, that means, y'all, I'm not catching this. We got to sacrifice some things. You do know that some people don't even hire an attorney, even in an accident attorney, because they say, I can do it myself, and I know because they're just going to cost so much money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the process is expedited?
Yes.
Goes quicker when you have an attorney? Yeah, you got to pay something. But don't you know it's going to go smoother? You don't even have to touch it. Your attorney going to tell you what it is?
Yes.
You do know that.
Yes, sir.
You do know that, right? In other words, they talk directly to your attorney. They won't even talk to you at that point. They mad. They mad, boss. You know why?
Yes.
That's why Gordon and the rest of them make all that good money. Because they know when you got an attorney, it's like, oh, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, but if they can get you to represent yourself. Now, if that's how crooked attorneys is, how crooked you think Satan is? If Satan can get you to represent yourself in a court of law, he can't convince the judge. But see, the thing about it, y'all got to catch this. I rest my case. He can't convince the judge. But the thing about it, I rest my case, is he can convince us. And see, you know, in a court of law, if you just get up on a stand while you stand in trial, and you, convict yourself. It is what it is. Even a judge can't override your own conviction.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
You do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's amazing. That's amazing. The devil literally wants us to represent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How do you represent yourself? Oh, when you stand in trial, lean to your own understanding.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I rest my case. Did not the Bible say lean not to your own understanding?
Yes, it does.
To every word that proceeds out the mouth of the Lord. In other words, if I don't know every word that proceeds out his mouth, let me just give him the floor and let him represent me. He know it, don't he? Because he's it.
Mm. Yes, sir.
In other words, life is standing trial. If I'm on trial and I don't know it, shouldn't I just shut up, look, listen, and learn, and let him take over my life? So as I stand trial, I can rest my case in knowing that I got the best attorney, but I allow him to do him.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be smart of me not to, every time, y'all don't hear me, every time we lean towards our own understanding, we are essentially in court saying, God, I got my own case. I don't need you. I'm going to say it again. Every time you and I, God's going to have to forgive me. No, God don't have to do nothing. Now, we that big and bold, God's going to have to forgive me on this one. Mr. Clyde disagreed because the Bible said, see, now you're taking God's kindness for weakness. It's just like your child knowing that you love them and say, oh, I know my mom and them going to let me back in their house. How old are you again? Your child 18? You going to let you back in what house? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
If I said don't do X, Y, and Z, let me show you something. I hope you got a good job or whoever that friend you was hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So we play that game with God talking about what God got to do. No, it's not necessarily. Now, y'all heard me say the benefit of the doubt, right?
What?
In spiritual terms, it's called extended grace and extended mercy. Y'all heard that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I do know that grace and mercy does run out. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, I know that. Keep on playing, huh, with your defense attorney. Keep on playing with him, yeah?
Mm.
It don't work like that now, because the Bible says that God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. Huh? Meaning you ain't even sin conscious. Meaning you represent yourself and don't even know you represent yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you will not conform to the things of God.
Yes.
If your attorney, if your defense attorney, if the word of God that's representing you, that wants to represent you, is your defense attorney, why are you here on earth acting a fool?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't your defense attorney say, now look, what I need you to do is go over there and chill out. They got a case going on against you. It's okay. I know the judge. Oh, my God. But what I need you to do in the meantime, in between time, is to go and chill out. In other words, lady, I'm representing you. They want to stone you, but I got you. Because, see, look at that trial, y'all. She stood trial and they walked away. Let him without sin cast the first stone. She couldn't have said that better, but she had a defense attorney. I'm trying to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to tell you something. When Satan wants to imprison you, it's easy for you to rest your case when God is involved.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all following?
Yes.
So they had to walk away. They had to walk away because the defense attorney represented her. She didn't come along.
Right.
And look at how they presented evidence against her. Yeah, she had committed adultery. What was the man there, though? Y'all just brought her, but no, Jesus ain't even, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just told y'all, it's mighty funny that they about to crucify her, but they ain't crucify the other party involved. In other words, see how they loved him? Y'all didn't catch that, did y'all? See how they loved, y'all didn't catch that, huh? See how they loved him? You see how strong love is? When love is involved, boy, y'all got to catch the scripture. Lord, have mercy. You done read them scriptures all of years and you didn't know what was going on? See, they loved him. Because if they didn't love him, they would have threw stones at him too, or wanted to.
Right.
Boy, did y'all catch the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I rest my case. This is why Sunday morning is so important. Look at the love they extended to him. Look at the grace and mercy they extended him, but not to her.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to help somebody. I rest my case. That's what Satan does to us.
Yeah.
Watch this. Let us not be satanic. Let us not be the ones who, oh my goodness, God doesn't have a respect. He's not a respect of a person. Let us not be the ones who condemn some people on certain things, and the same people that you love, you let them go on the very same thing. My God.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
My God. Now, you're operating as a prosecutor, as a fraudulent one. In other words, we start to operate in satanic lifestyles simply because we condemn people. You know, to condemn somebody means you're a prosecutor. That means you're standing before God and you're telling God what they are not and what they deserve. See, when people talk about, you know, don't let people who, don't give yourself to people who don't deserve you, who are you prosecuting? You heathen? You hypocrite? Do you deserve God? You hypocrite? Do you?
Mm.
Now, if you have sinned one day in your life, you don't deserve God. You do know that, right?
That's right.
Okay. So who are you talking about what somebody don't deserve? Well, Ms. Carl, I'll be saying that they don't deserve my time. I don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to be in a relationship with them, but you also don't have to talk bad about them.
Right.
Hmm? Somebody told you no nicely before. It's called your boss. You wanted a raise, and they say, hey, we're working on that. Essentially, they said no. You still waiting on that raise. They said no.
Sir.
And you can catch it. They said it in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
But they said no. That one is, boy, look at that. Y'all see it, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they said no. That's all of it. You see? I rest my case. In other words, when you love something, you see how you give it extended grace? Just like the scribes and the Sadducees, the Pharisees who brought that woman to Jesus, they was people in God. Oh, you religious people, you. Church folk, you. Without the relationship with God. Because if he had a relationship, you would know the defense attorney, and you'd know he represents you too. So how can he represent you and them, and you condemn them? Y'all on the same crew?
Yes.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that
it
ain't
is.
That, huh?
Yes, it is.
LeBron James and what's the guy's name who went to LSU? He played with the Sixers now. The point guard, light-skinned. But nevertheless, okay, they have the same agent. So people thought that LeBron James had a good chance to go to Philadelphia, Ben Simmons, 76ers, because they have the same agent. When you have the same representative, when you have the same defense attorney, how do y'all not get along? Let me say this. You have the same defense attorney. Yeah, it may be two different trials, but you got the same attorney. How we not get along? Ooh, y'all, that speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
How you moving around and talking about people and looking down on people and sneering at people and snarling at people in the spirit realm, but just you got the same defense attorney, or do you?
Mm.
See, sometimes we think we got the same defense attorney, but we really represent ourselves.
Yeah.
Just because you talk about Gordon don't mean that he's your defense attorney.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, you got people who impersonate police officers. You know you got people who impersonate, you know, front and stunt like they got the real attorney. They ain't never paid the price for them. That price is called sacrifice. That's a great price to pay. But it's worth it.
It is.
It's worth it. See, some people don't want to hire him because they want all the money they self. So they think. Some people don't want to hire God because it costs too much.
Mm.
It costs too much of their ways.
Yeah.
Their ideas, their dreams. It costs too much. So they go stand trial, life, on their own. Because it costs too much. And then people going to talk about me. They're going to talk about me. You know, like,
yes.
I look like I'm a Christian, and that's not the thing to do. So they're going to talk about me. Oh, so I don't want that defense attorney. I want to be cool and hip. I want to represent myself. I do understand if you represent yourself ever on trial, you're going to lose. It ain't that how in the natural trial they say your chances decrease greatly. No, you have no chance in this trial.
Hmm.
If you're your own attorney, if you represent yourself, you resting your case is going to be very hard.
Yeah.
Because do understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, do understand. The day of judgment. Didn't God say, depart from me, I never knew you? Huh? You talking about the next? It's best that you have that defense attorney because of the fact that connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
That defense attorney goes by the law. Guess who is the law? The judge. Guess who the judge? God. So if your defense attorney goes by the law, he's going to cover a multitude of your sin. Because what you did was you sinned, yes, in the past, but you got it right and you listened to that defense attorney and you didn't sin anymore. You got your stuff together and you chilled out up until the day of judgment came. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or do you still want to rest your case in the fact that you want to represent yourself?
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's that statement that said, well, everybody has sinned. Yeah, you quoting what the defense attorney say. But you saying everybody sinned only because you want to justify what you're doing in the present and what you're about to do in the future.
Yes.
Let me make it clear what I'm saying then, since I, you know, rest my case. Let me make it clear. The women, that's like a man that's saying, whatever man, go out there and get a little something on the side. Are you going to tolerate that? Or are you still going to be with him?
Mm-hmm.
Men, that's like a woman saying, whatever woman, you know, do a little cheating on the side. You going to tolerate that? Of course you won't. Of course you won't. No matter how much you love them, if they're telling you to your face that they will not be faithful to you, either you buying crazy or you just don't have no gall about yourself.
Right.
No gall, as they would say, let me say that, about yourself. Huh? That means your standards are extremely low.
Yeah.
You follow me? So,
yes, sir.
Since it wouldn't apply, since you wouldn't accept it, what makes you think that God will? What makes you think that you have a defense attorney who told you what not to do? You know, obey my command. If you obey me, you love me. I love you. But if you obey me, in other words, what makes you think your attorney is going to stand around and represent you when you would not listen to what they say? Who keeps a client like that? Now, before you get mad and say, Mr. Carr, I don't agree with this. I do not. I bind the devil this, that, and other. I bind the devil three times. I don't agree with this because that's not true. What part of depart from me, I never knew you, is not true? What part of in the Bible he said they have a form of godliness but deny my power is not true?
Mm.
In other words, they act like they're my client, but they don't operate as my client, because if they operated in me as my client, the power would make them stop doing what they're doing. Because, see, sin is a choice. Representing yourself is a choice. You know how somebody loves you dearly. Mm-hmm. And they want to. See, by nature, women are nurturers and men are protectors. You ever seen a man want to protect his woman, but she won't let him?
Mm.
Have you ever
seen?
That's not a predator.
Oh, yes.
He wants to, but she just won't let him. He wants to protect him from the men in the world, but she keep on going out to the men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You got a defense attorney that wants to defend you.
Mm.
Why we keep on doing stuff as if it's all good? And how you know? Satan wants you to rest your case and represent your own self. How you know? How do you know that he got what he want? He's not messing with you as frequently. The prosecutor not going to keep on messing with you when he got you. He's not going to send you threatening letters. I don't know if you know it, but if you are ever in a court of law, just like when you got attorney friends, you can tell or call them and say, hey, can you send them personal letter? And by law, you know, they have the legal right to send somebody a letter. Even if it's not going to court, they still have the legal right to send somebody a letter as a scare tactic to get them to move on whatever it is they want them to move on.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do know this, right?
Right.
Now, no offense to nobody. I don't want nobody to get mad. I rest my case. Even in the law, you do know. Now, this ain't the defense attorney in God, but I'm saying, you do know that police officers lie to get answers, right?
Mm. Yes, sir.
You know that? Police officers will lie to get an answer. See, God don't lie. See, the prosecutor will lie to get an answer. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't, y'all don't get it.
Yes, they will.
The prosecutor will lie. So if whoever doing the lying don't represent God, I just want you to know that.
Yes.
If you got to lie to make somebody else speak, you don't represent God. Well, I lied about it, Mr. Carr, but he eventually came clean. But the fact of the matter, he was cheating, so he came clean. But you shouldn't have to lie about it. That means you're trying to condemn. That means you're prosecuting. That means you're not operating in God, because God cannot lie. In other words, you're representing your own self. That's what you wanted. What if that's not what God wanted at this time? Don't you know it's evidence that, see, you're talking about, well, the truth, ain't nothing wrong with the truth. Well, what if everybody knew your truth?
Right.
Was it the time for them to know your truth? When you got the right defense attorney, you don't move when you move or when you want to move. You move when that defense attorney say move. That defense attorney tell you everything to do, because the defense attorney know the judge. The defense attorney is the system. So why? Oh, my God. Boy, this thing going on, Ms. Latonya.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we start to prosecute people based on what we want out of the situation, how much we want to know it. We start to be an Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
We start to live a lie. We stand the trial. We live the lie so we can build up our evidence, because we represent ourselves. Just to say, I told you so. Yeah, he was. Yeah, she was. Yeah, they did. Listen. Don't you know they brought that woman who literally committed adultery and the judge forgave her because she didn't represent herself?
Yes, he did.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter who you may hate, they can rest their case. Yeah, they cheated on you. Yeah, they had kids outside of you. Yeah, they stole from you. Yeah, they did you wrong. Yeah, they talked about you. But don't you know, if God forgave her, God will forgive the one that you're prosecuting today. I'm trying to testify to something.
Yeah.
I want you to know that. You got to be careful of which side of the aisle you stand on. Stop prosecuting people. Start loving people. Because when you love them, you won't bring them before God, just like they didn't bring that man before God. Because they loved him. But they hated her. Lord, y'all didn't catch that. They loved him, but they hated her. But look what the judge did to them. He rebuked. Y'all didn't catch it. That was God operating in the flesh. God is not only the judge and the jury, but God is also the defense attorney. Because they brought it to Jesus. He was the defense attorney because he spoke on her behalf. Oh, my God. And then he dismissed them. That's called authority. That means he rested his case, and y'all ain't even see it. He rested his case. That's why they had, it wasn't no deliberation. When you got so much power, you make the same prosecutor turn around and move, because whatever they just presented was invalid. You know, when people come to you and talk about the person that you love, and we should love everybody, that means no... Since we should love everybody, that means nobody should be coming to you talking about nobody. Because you should be turning them away. It's like Jesus turned them away. Hello. I rest
Amen.
My
case.
Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to receive of your word on this morning. We thank you, Father, for being our advocate in and throughout this life, dear God. We thank you for just continuing to extend your grace and your mercy upon us, dear God. We ask that as we go forward, you will just continue to help us to submit our lives to you, dear God, to believe the promises that you have already declared for us, dear God, and just continue to walk in your love, dear God, to walk in light. We thank you for continuing to show us the way that we ought to live, dear God, and we ask that you just help us to be a blessing each and every person that you place in our pet, dear God. Help us to show them who you are so that they too can go forward in faith, serving you the way that you called us all to do, dear God. We thank you for this ministry, dear Father, and we thank you for our leader. We ask that you will just continue to show him the way that we all should go so that we can continue to follow and all be led on the path of righteousness. We pray at this time in the precious name of your Father, darling Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great morning, a great day, and we will see y'all this evening at 8 p.m. as we fellowship together. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.